Legs by William Kennedy.
I tried to imagine what that man, who never stole a nickel in his life, would make of his son being on Jack's payroll, a speculation which I know reveals more of me than of the old man. My father was not a religious man in his youth and middle years. He routinely did his Easter duty, kept the commandments, but often slept through his Sunday slate of masses. Yet he ended his days at daily mass, even serving for the priest when the altar boy of the day overslept. I've long tried to persuade myself that his final conversion to piety was more than a simplistic fear of the next, for my father was complex, a teacher, a Latin scholar who named me for his favorite Stoic. Remembering him, then, at that moment by the park when I was also conscious of how Jack was regularly telling his beads, and when I was questioning my own irrational reading of Aquinas long after I'd lost my faith, I knew all three of us were hounded by religious confusion. Jack out of St. Anne's, both my father and I out of Sacred Heart, products all of the ecclesiastical Irish sweat glands, obeisant before the void, trying to discover something. And as we passed Sacred Heart, I looked at Jack and said to him, "My old man used to sit in that park and watch the world go by when he got old." Jack craned his neck for a look, smiling at the thought, his own yellowing skin and his teeth with too much prominence gave me back the face of my father. And I thought then that I knew what they both were looking for. I thought, they have misplaced tomorrow and are looking for it. And the search is ruining today.